is Marcy Schuler interviewing Casey Rodriguez for the Clerk of District Court, and this is 307 Net Radio. So it's good to see you, Casey.
Good to see you, too.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I was raised on a ranch in Encampment, Wyoming, and I'm the oldest of five children. I've lived in Johnson County since 2008, where I've had the pleasure of raising three pretty wonderful kids. I'm married to my husband, Aaron Rodriguez, for 5 years. He is currently a corporal at the Johnson County Detention Center. I have spent many years as an active member in the community, from participating on several boards, volunteer community programs, all of the activities my kids are involved with, and pretty much just spending as much time as I can being involved with the people of our community.
Awesome. So tell us, you're running for the Clerk of District Court.
Correct.
So tell us why you're running for that position.
I'm running because I believe very strongly in community involvement. I love connecting with people. I have the knowledge and experience in the legal field that I think would contribute directly to the district court clerk position. And I believe I can bring effective change to the district clerk.
So there's got to be ways that you prepare or you qualify, you know, to be knowledgeable about that position. So what are you doing to kind of, you know, feel like you're up to speed to be the clerk of district court?
Well, I have 10 combined years of experience in the legal field, 4.5 of which have been in Johnson County. I have been a CASA volunteer, which is a court-appointed special advocate in Johnson County since 2017. I also currently hold a board member position with the Compass Center for Families in Johnson and Sheridan counties, and I have previously served a 2-year term on the board for the Chamber of Commerce here in Buffalo. Through my legal experience, I've gained specific knowledge in the civil, criminal, juvenile, estate probate, and child support areas, all of which are main parts of function at the district court. And just serving our community as a volunteer in the areas that I have, I've been able to develop and maintain good relationships with other agencies that work directly with the district court, such as the Johnson County Sheriff's Department, extended county clerks, county attorneys here in Buffalo and outside of Johnson County, judicial staff. Through some of my CASA experiences, I've worked directly with Child Support Services, and I also have experience working with other public resource agencies in Johnson County and Sheridan County. I also am very familiar with legal terminology and have experience with drafting pleadings and the knowledge of keeping accurate record of case files.
So what do you think the most important qualities are the county clerk should have to best run the office?
I believe that overall efficiency is very important. I believe that creating strong relationships with the staff and the community agencies that coincide with district court is also really important. You know, the Supreme Court will be implementing a new court management system in January of 2023. And so I believe it's truly imperative that the district court as a whole advances with proper training to prepare for that smooth transition. We're becoming, as a society, much more reliant on electronic filing and processing. And I believe also offering everyone a professional experience when they're in need of the services at the district court is also very important.
So you've not worked in the county clerk's office, but what do you think would be the biggest challenges, and, you know, how would you meet them in the office as you would?
Oh, shoot. I have worked with the district court office a lot with my experience in the legal field and my time in the legal field. Probably the most challenging aspect, I think, is just going to be getting used to the internal process. I have a lot of experience on the outside as working with attorneys and attorney staff. I'm sure it's a whole different ballgame on the inside.
So how would you imagine a typical day in this role, and what is it about that that really appeals to you? I think you've kind of touched on that, but, you know.
I love engaging with the public. I would assume that we would start our day with a smile on our face, lights on, and go time. I know there's a lot of fluid services going in and out of the district court, and I think just being prepared and offering everyone the best experience that they can have, I guess that would be the best day.
So, in some ways, this is a clerical job. You know, there's a lot of filing, a lot of clerical, and maybe that's hard to stay motivated in a clerical position. What would you do to stay motivated each day to enjoy the job and give it your
best? Gosh. I've been in the clerical field for a long time. It's kind of in my wheelhouse. That's what I'm doing right now with my current job. I'm a big list and task, check it off the list kind of gal, and routine and regimen is important as well to me, so I think that would just get in there and get it done.
And so, coming into this position, you would be the lead in the office. You'd be the boss. How would you describe your management style? And then how would that best serve the office and the team there?
My management style. I do feel like I'm very easy to work with. I think I'm very easy to work for. I feel very strongly that in this day and age that flexibility is a huge perk, and it usually leads to consistency. Developing a good relationship with my staff and, you know, just kind of adhering to what they're currently in, not trying to come in and change a bunch of stuff up. I don't know. I just think I'm very easy to work with. So I think when you offer your employees flexibility, they perform well for you. That's one of our perks in an economy where budget is tight.
What else would you like to add? I'm sure you've thought about this for a long time. We've kind of gone over some of the basics, but tell us more.
Oh gosh. I really just believe that I'm a proper candidate for the position. I will serve Johnson County in the best ways that I can, in the most professional manner. And I believe this is a great way for me to stay involved in our community.
Great. I don't have any more questions. So thank you so much for your time, Casey.
Thank you for having me.